Hello, hello, hello.
We're back, we're back, we're back, and we're better.
Better than ever. Okay, so we've been trying to figure out intro, but it's kind of awkward, yeah, so.
I thought I did a great job. Okay, right.
Let's jump straight into it.
No, do you know how I know I'm being so childish? Because I was about, you know how we do, it's me and Seth. Wait, that wasn't the intro, no, that wasn't the
not,
intro.
Okay, not
try again, Yasmin. All come right, on. Cool. All right, we're back.
Hello.
Me and Sam. It's Yasmin and Sam. Yasmin. We got to do it again.
Brown.
I don't know. It's the coffee, it's the water, right, cool, and the cool. Intro. Cool. I'll right. Jump on.
Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Sam, and I'm joined by the amazing Yasmin.
Hi, hi, hi.
And right now, we have a very, very special guest, a Bellingham native.
Hello, hello, hello.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Hey, so my name is Layla. I'm 24 years old, and I've been living in Bellingham since I was born, so yeah.
Okay, okay. I want to start with a different question before we get kind of deep. Tell me something about Bellingham that most people don't really know about.
You know, it's quite hard to begin in one place, but okay. I feel like with Bellingham, I've known it to be my home since I grew up, and it's, if people don't know Bellingham, it's a close-knit community that is so vibrant, and I feel like there's like a mini society in this community anyway, like wider representation of society as a whole, and it's just vibrant, and there is such a sense of inclusivity, and yeah, it is a really valuable, I love this community, honestly, like being part of it and growing up here is just wonderful, so okay. Yeah.
So can you kind of expand a bit more on like just growing up, how was it?
So being from an ethnic minority household, there was a lot of challenges that I myself faced, and so did my family. And this idea of a sense of belonging and wanting to belong in somewhere, you know, that is completely different to where you are from. And I always loved Bellingham Festival, and I felt like it was an excuse for me and my family and my cousins and everyone just to get involved and get creative. And my earliest memory of just Bellingham in general as a community is Bellingham Festival. And there's a picture that I have with my family, and I'm actually holding a teddy bear. And I look back at that fondly, and I'm just like, I used to think that that was the only thing that I needed, really. I only needed food, I only needed ice cream, and just to be around other kids my age, because it was so valuable to me then. And I look, honestly, I can almost, when I see that picture, I can almost like hear the chattering and the laughing. So it's such a, that picture just brings such good memories, and that wouldn't have happened without Bellingham Festival. And yeah.
That's a lovely example.
Very, very powerful.
Thank you.
I can almost imagine it, because I feel like everybody kind of has that one thing they can look back, or it could be like a song they heard at a particular time. So it's, mm-hmm. It's mad. I can kind of picture.
I definitely can hear the nostalgia and that kind of, as you said, fondness of just that experience. For people who don't know what Bellingham Festival is, how would you summarize Bellingham Festival?
So imagine Camden Market, but just on a miniature level. So Camden, I feel like, is Bellingham Festival on steroids. I mean, it is true, because you have such all walks of life, and there's like, you know, people that try to showcase their small businesses, which is what Camden is famous for. But Bellingham is like more close to the heart. Bellingham Festival is more close to the heart, and it's for more local people. So Camden, you have people just traveling everywhere. But for Bellingham Festival, I'd say it's for the people, and it's done by the people as well.
Okay. So yeah. That sounds fun. Sorry, Josh, our amazing producer, has been making some background noise. take care, Josh. No, that's amazing. That's amazing. I feel like I can definitely relate, because obviously I grew up in Peckham. And we used to do a lot of stuff with like Southwark, and they used to have like a lot of Southwark festivals and stuff. And I just remember being young, and that was like my like escape and like my excuse to kind of just go out and just have fun.
Yeah.
So I can definitely relate to that. Do you feel like Bellingham has changed in any way, or have you seen any maybe things, any significant progress in certain things, or?
So I definitely feel like it has changed, especially with the outreach to young people. I feel like with the festival, it was just dedicated for young people in and of itself. But now, I'd say within the last 20 years, there's definitely been an increase in attention for young people. So I know that there are a lot more apprenticeship opportunities. Mm-hmm. I can't say the same for other areas in South East London, because obviously Bellingham is all I know and grown up with. But there's been a lot more apprenticeship opportunities and a lot more awareness for young people's needs, especially with different employment types and opportunities. I mean, not everyone wants to be in one type of job for the rest of their life. People want to become TikTok famous. People want to become YouTube famous and produce music or create podcasts like this one, for example. So there is definitely a wave and transition into the way that young people think about work, as well as just themselves as a whole young person. Whereas maybe I'd say 50 years ago, a young person might just think, oh, I'm just going to grow up, get married, have kids. Well, get married if you want to, but like if you have kids and then think about just their future, but in a monotone way.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's kind of flipped. It's like, I want to be my own boss. I want to, pursue football on a more serious level. I want to pursue music. So there's more of a creative element to the way Bellingham, like, I guess, approaches young people as well as the older generation too. And I think the older generation are starting to see that as well, because you can see it in the attitude and how they interact with you too.
When you say the older generation can kind of see that too, like, I love that. That's such a valid point. You're talking about ambition, you're talking about creativity and opportunities within the area. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned the elder generation kind of seeing that, do you have a particular example in mind when you say that?
I guess one thing that I can think of is when I was doing work experience, I had someone I'd say that's like in their 50s, 60s mm-hmm. say to me that, you know, young people don't do what we do now. And I'm just like, yeah, and why do you think that is? And they say, well, there's not Facebook anymore, is it? So that's what they say to me. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, I completely agree. And then I've also said, you know, we see beyond the paycheck now. So it's not just about the paycheck, it's about the growth and
happiness.
Happiness, exactly. Yeah. Because you know, mental health in young people is is really overlooked.
Yeah.
And especially with pressures from generations and generational trauma, you know, it's really hard to break out of that. And institutional racism, let me not get into that. Because all of those things trickle down and affect how a young person is.
Absolutely.
So the fact that this person said to me that, oh, young people don't act like that how they normally do anymore, I'm just like, well, yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. You know, not everyone needs to be, there's never a one size fits all approach.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I would see that.
Thank you for that example. That was amazing. Okay. So we've done an introduction to your experience of Bellingham so far.
Mm-hmm.
You've already dropped a gem, particularly with the Bellingham Festival. How would you describe your relationship with Bellingham, like, as a community, in your experience through your childhood growing up? Like, tell us a bit about what it's been like for you to evolve and to change and to develop your own personality and friendship groups and the kind of impact of, as you mentioned, being from like a minority background or a global majority background, I'm sure. The influence of culture within the community as well. I know I've just asked 10 questions. Feel free to pick whatever you want. But I'm like, I'm so invested at this point. Just, anything. But anything based on that, I'd just be very interested to find out.
Sure. So I'm trying to think of some words that can describe culture and Bellingham for me. I guess it's all about, it's going to sound weird, but maintenance and holding on. So, like, living in a Western society is, and like just living in the UK in general, it's hard to stick to your culture and it's hard to make sure that you still have a sense of place and a sense of belonging. For me, I'm not sure about how it was represented in Bellingham Festival, my culture specifically, but I feel like the community as a whole allowed me to maintain my culture and be proud of it without being like, oh, my culture's the best or this. I was just proud to be where I was from. Mm. And that, I think, even though it may not be overtly seen in the community, I'm just happy that I'm able to express it, and I'm happy that other people are also happy to see that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess a sense of belonging and like validation, because I always thought that being from where I'm from, you know, you're hidden behind stereotypes, but actually when people see me and they speak to me, they're like, oh, like you're not like other people that I've met before from your culture.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that I'm part of the young generation that's breaking that barrier, but at the same time, I'm thankful for Bellingham to even just be almost like a bed. Like you go to a bed is solid and sound, but it also has that comfort in there. So you have comfort on a bed to sleep. So
it's rather poetic. I'm sorry, but I'm really impressed.
That's lyrics.
That's bars. Jeez.
Okay, appreciate that. Yeah. So it's almost like become a bed for me to practice, and almost like, so sleeping is that comfort, but practicing my culture and also my faith has become is what Bellingham has become for me. So I'm really thankful for that.
I love that.
Yeah.
One kind of sentiment I think you share quite strongly is there's a level of comfortability and recognition and acceptance to a degree. I mean, I'm sure that is quite a blessing, that's your personal experience of growing up within this community.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any kind of fond memories regarding that level of inclusivity, I guess?
I'm just thinking specifically.
Because Bellingham's quite diverse. So even going to school in the area or coming home from school in the area, you're going to interact with different kind of, you make friends, you'll meet different people. How has your friendship groups or your social kind of interactions been curated or formed with Bellingham in mind, knowing that there are so many different cultures or different people from different diverse backgrounds?
Sure. So I was a young person that was always taught to just accept, like treat others how you want to be treated. And for me, it didn't matter if you was the most popular person in school or if you was the least popular. So long as you're a nice person, I'm going to interact with you on different levels. And with the school that I did go to, it was quite diverse anyway. So you were exposed to multiple different cultures. I'm talking Italian, Spanish, Caribbean, Jamaican, Ghanaian, for example. Everyone, all types of walks of life. And while I had a few interactions that were obviously very difficult, majority of the time people could see that my intentions were never bad when it came to interacting and making friends. I was always quite a shy kid when I was younger, but I don't know, somehow that confidence just grew and I felt like I became more sure in myself. And while I am sure within myself, I'm not publicly out there. I'm just you know when you just know. Yeah. And you're cool with yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't need to tell people what you're about. Mm-hmm. You're just cool with who you are. And I feel like that's now that I'm at the age I'm at now, I'm in my mid-20s. So like I feel that sense of peace now.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with where I am, and I thank God, like thank Allah for it, cuz I am I feel like I'm finally content with who I am in this as a person, as a woman, and in the community as well. And I feel like I wouldn't have been like that if I hadn't interacted with the friends that I have in school.
Yeah.
Because I went to a mixed school, and you just come across all different types of people.
I 100% agree. The fact it's just flashbacks, like when you were talking about like the different people, like I can 100% attest to that. The fact that, because you're growing up with all these different beliefs and all these different cultures, it's like when you do go to the wider world, it's kind of easier for you to not necessarily adapt, but, you know, just kind of find a level with most people you meet, you know. So, yeah, I can just just bring me back to secondary school. Like, yeah.
Word.